And hell, we'd have more money, shoot, than I got now, I'll tell you that. And when Christmas was coming, we'd go over there and get them warm baskets full of fireworks. We used to have one.
Yeah.
They had plenty of stuff for a while. It's something that comes in cycle. Rats, bush rats and otters and minks and all that. It comes in cycle. One year they'd be planting, next year nothing, and that's the way it was. I remember one time when they didn't have none. Then they come in over here, man, they just ate up the marsh. My daddy was catching 80, 90 a day. And first thing you know, the nutrients come in over here and they eat up all the marsh. They eat all the grass in the marsh and the nutrients just took over and solved the rats to death. Well, now it's starting to change back again. It's starting to get a little bit more rats this year.
Yeah.
I sold rats for 35 cents a piece for big ones. And right now, this year, you look what they sold for?
What?
$4.50 average.
That's a
big difference, eh?
Yeah.
And I caught as high as 108 already in one day, myself.
This year?
No, not this year. I've been a few years back. But that's the most I ever caught in my life, 108. I tried to pass that all the time, but I never could pass that. 108. Huh. 108, 96, 84. And then I dropped down in the 40s before we had bad weather again. I was glad. I was burnt out. I just couldn't go no more. Then I caught that 108. I had four of them skinned. I had to skin them in the marsh, and then I brought them home. I lived in Slide Hill. And I went over at the house and I skinned the rest of them, and I had a fella right in the same block. He was running the restaurant and was buying furs. And I asked him if he wanted to buy them. He said, "How many you got?" I said, 108. He said, he had a round table that he used to play cards on. He said, "Throw them on that table." I just dumped that sack. He run over them like that and look at them. I said, $1.25 piece. I said, sold. I sold them like that. I didn't try to dry them or nothing because I knew the next day was going to be bad. I was going to catch more. So I sold them right then.
Yeah.
Bad, they ate it up and I just couldn't go no more, man.
Yeah.
Tell you one thing, I ain't bragging, but you can ask people around you. It took a good man to stay with me in that marsh one time.
Yeah.
I was running high at 400 traps. I'd leave about 7 o'clock and the sun would be setting. I'd get back and I'd be walking all day long going through that marsh. There's 2-3 sections over in this marsh. Across that other by a bumper car. 2-3 section that I didn't trap, didn't walk the whole thing, all the way from there to the railroad track. I knew that marsh just like a book. Just every hole in it, every bayou, everything.
Yeah.
I had a way of hopping in the marsh, boy. And when I got to where I couldn't do that, I was blowed up then. It was just drag along then.
Yeah.
Same thing with paddling that Piro. When I paddled that Piro, I caught the yellow jaundice. Hepatitis.
You did?
And boy, that knocked the starch out of me. That was it. Oh man, I was on the skin and bone. Like it killed me.
Yeah. Yellow gems?
Oh, the yellow the lemon, boy. And the doctor found it out, my eyes was getting yellow. And it's not because I was drinking that much. It's that you're drinking a whole lot. It's a little trouble sometimes.
Now, in a rifle you put shells. I mean, in a gun, in them 410s you put shells, right? Mm-hmm. What would you put in a rifle? You put them
22 bullets.
In a little gun. Did you ever put, you know, in them little old pistols? What do you put in a pistol?
Well, you can use either a different size. Same thing.
Cartridges,
rifle bullets, or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
You use the same thing in a pistol.
Yeah. That's a rifle.
That's a rifle.
Rifle cock. Yeah, that's a 22 then.
Mm-hmm. You'll be able to find it in a hurry if I need more, then.
Yeah.